Tough On here on Classic FM 97.3. Ugo Dre in the studio with us. It's powered by Narometrics as well. And remember, you always stand a chance to hear from our lovely guest what they're doing. And it's almost the least expected sometimes. We just get wild here on Business Half Hour.
Morning, Lagos. Welcome to another interesting episode of Business Half Hour.
I told you.
I think this is our second of the year.
Yes.
Do you realize this is like, I was telling somebody that this is the first Monday. This is probably the only day in the year where everybody's at work at the same time. Like no vacation, nothing. I kind of think at least 95% of Nigerians are at work today.
Well, true. But if you're an Oga might decide to go.
No, this one, you have to be at work today. Because this is when you set all your agendas, all the retreats, all the budgeting, all the planning. Everything is like getting in motion this week. All right, Lagos, welcome to the show. Remember, we do this every Monday, 8 to 8:30. You can also listen to, if you missed the show, you want to listen to it one more time, you can always check out podcast at narometrics.com/podcast. We've got interesting guests on the show today, and how interesting, how exciting to start a show with ladies.
Yes, you know, we color the
guys
world.
Lately, so this time around, I think the guys at Narometrics did a good job. So Lagos, we've got some interesting ladies in the house today, and I mean, we've been talking backstage and I've been hearing stuff like, I've just been wasting stuff like in this town, in this hard economy. Anyway, so as usual, ladies, we're going to let you introduce yourself and then we'll take it up from there. So we start.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tayo. Tayo Lekan Agbaje. I'm the founder of Declutter NG. It's an online thrift store where we help you turn your clutter to cash.
Oh. Hello, good morning, Lagos. My name is Winifred. I manage Declutter NG. I'm the Alexa of Declutter. I'm available 24/7.
So when there's a call, Alexa, it's her we're calling. Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Alexa of Declutter. All right. So when anyone listens to or hears that name, Declutter, you kind of figure like, what are these guys doing? So what exactly is Declutter?
Okay. Declutter is, Declutter NG actually is an online thrift store where, you know, those things, you know, when you have those things in your house lying around and you can't actually figure out who to give or what to do with it. And well, I mean, in this economy, no money is too small. And you don't want to dash someone. Maybe you have a gen lying around somewhere or some clothes lying around somewhere, and you remember how much value, you know, and how much love they brought to your life when you were actually actively using it. And then we come in. Mm. We take a look at them, we put a price tag on it, we list it on our page, and we get some money back for you. Then you're happy. So it's a win-win situation. You clear your clutter and you make some money, and then you're happy that item that you once upon a time loved is going into another home where it will be loved.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you mean there's this program, this show on DSTV, I think. There's one lady like that. She's called Clean House. Yes. Yeah, that's what it's called. Is it that kind of stuff?
So kind of stuff. Yeah. So clear your house, declutter your space, and then yes, there will be some trash. There will be some things that you treasure that you want to keep, but when you want to transfer, come to us. You can. Well, we don't always say transfer everything through us because there are some sisters and cousins and brothers that you were giving before. Give them some. Yeah, it's good to give. And then there's love in giving.
That's true.
Mean, there's a blessing that comes with giving. But when you have things that you have, you know, they have so much value to you, and then you just want it to go back to someone that really love and appreciate it, come to us. We help you find a new home for it and then get you some money. So it's a win-win situation.
Interesting. We're going to get to the business model of this because I'm trying to figure out how where the money is here because we would like to follow the money.
Yes.
So, bro, before that, how did this idea come up, Tayo?
I know. Yeah, people ask that question a lot of times. Okay, so
because it doesn't sound like one of those kind of businesses that
it's not a regular.
Do,
it's
but,
not
so
a regular.
How did this come up?
Yes, I know. In 2017, I had my last baby, in 2016. So I went for medical tourism. So you know how when you're there, you just buy things because the next 1 year you don't want to buy anything in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I came back and we ended up not using a lot of them. We barely used some. And Easter of 2017. So my sister-in-law, who was relocating at the time, said, Tayo, there's this idea that we do in the UK. You have a car boot sale. You come together, put your stuff in the boot, and then people come around and they sell it. You have social media presence. Help me put it online. Let's do this thing together. So we did it, and I brought out all the things I had. And unfortunately, it wasn't a successful outing for me because for some reason we didn't get the right location. But she sold some things, and I didn't want it to end there. So we met a couple of people there at the event, and those guys got my number, my Instagram page, and they said, okay, we will talk to you after the event. Maybe, I think it was the wrong time in terms of, you know, how salary earners know when to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So they reached out to me after on WhatsApp, and I posted the items on my Instagram, personal Instagram page, and I ended up selling everything.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, interesting.
Epiphany.
Then I spoke with a friend of mine, Oyinka, I'm sure she's listening, and she said she has a couple of stuff. She literally buys a lot of stuff for her children. So she came, brought in her stuff too, and then I listed them on my page, and they all went, and we're so shocked. We didn't know
this
how...
This was your page, when you see your page on
my
Instagram.
Personal, yeah, on Instagram. We didn't know how people were going to receive it. You know how people can post in this Lagos and say... Ah, you are not buying used things. Because these things, you know, when babies use stuff, a child can wear something once, and the next time you try to wear it for the child
is outgrown.
Yeah. Mm. So people bought everything. We had breast pumps. We had everything, and people bought them. And so I was just doing it, and I wasn't even collecting any money, to be honest with you. At the initial stage, it was just me excited that I sold the things that I turned them to money. I could have dashed them out, and then I helped my friend. Then he now clicked to me that... I can make some money from this. Because me, generally, when I think of ventures in my life, things I've done in the past, I literally, from life experiences, I just take, it's always easier to run through a business model with your life experiences. Exactly. I remember when I was a fitness coach, I lost weight. I lost a lot of weight. And people say, asking, what did you do? And I thought of the business aspect of it. So the same here. And so August 1... of 2017, I was just with colleagues at work because, yeah, I do have a job, I work. And I was like, you guys, this thing I do, you know, it makes sense. He just said, why don't you think of decluttering or declutter? What are you doing? Or decluster, all sort of things. We just sat together, and some intern in my office at the time, I was talking to him over the weekend, he just said, why don't you think of decluttering? Just remove the E. So it's DCLUTT. ER, then just put NG so that people can know that you're in Nigeria. I was like, okay, cool. Mm. So I woke up August 1, I just created the page on Instagram, Declutter NG. I put on Twitter, I put on Facebook, and that's how it started in August 1, 2017.
There you go. So
4,000 followers.
We have many followers now?
Almost 4,000.
Wow. Can you imagine? Like, this is how businesses start, Lagos. Yeah. You just had the start of a business. So these things are not that difficult. Not as difficult as we think. So, I mean, like, just straight out of your car, life experiences, trying to help friends. And here you've got a business on your hands. Yeah. And interesting that you said you do this with something else. So we kind of like side hustles, don't we?
Yeah.
How do you combine both, though?
Well, to be honest with you, it's not very easy. After work, most times I'm at work trying to catch up. Thank God I have Winifred here that does the day work. Then after work, yeah, I have to catch up on things. And also weekends. Oh, no. You guys don't want to imagine how my weekends are. People that know me, like, I put stories on Instagram because sometimes when we talk about commission to people, they say, for what? Why are you collecting this percent? For what?
It's too much.
So it's too much. It's not just buying and selling. It's not just getting a buy.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the backstory so people can know the kind of work that is
that,
not
that get
easy.
Into it. Yeah,
yeah. It's a lot of work.
And it's driven by passion mostly,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. And I have a lot of energy personally. Mm-hmm. And I know that if I'm not channeling it to something like this, I probably would be doing something not good. I don't know. So I think I'm channeling it I'm quite passionate. Anything I do, I put a lot of passion in it. I have a lot of energy. So I literally, weekends, I do, this is like my own work day on Saturday. And even on Sunday after church, I do a lot of work because we're dealing with money. You know, people initially, when we meet people, they say, I have all these things in my house. I don't care about the money.
Just get, me say, get rid of
until
them.
Until I send the first 80,000 or 100,000. Then they sit up all that money for this junk. tie up. Please send me a spreadsheet.
Give me the breakdown.
Send me a spreadsheet. Let me see how we are selling these things. You know, that kind of thing. So thank goodness I'm a finance professional. So the use of Excel is not new to me. So I do a lot of Excel and everything. I'll send them spreadsheet. Because this is people's money and integrity is very important when it comes to this business.
And businesses like that make a lot of customers through referrals.
Yes. So because Ugodre, do you know that when we started the business, I thought it was such a star idea, like decluttering, until we went online and we saw that we're not a monopoly. Plenty. There's so many.
We're going to get to that because, you said that backstage, and I was wondering. So before we go on break, though, Winifred, what has it been like, you know, running this? You do it full time, isn't it?
Yes.
While Tyra's not there. So what has it been like doing? Because you know what, for a lot of people who are listening now, it's often very difficult to get, you know, a very good partner, someone who's just out there doing all the work.
It is.
I know. Yeah. So what's the inspiration here for you?
I like solving problems, and I always see things differently. My mom says I have a very weird sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to something very dirty or very weird, and then we have to put pictures and put captions that make you see it the way we see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for example, the dress she wore to church yesterday, it's been on the page for months. Nobody wanted it. She wore it, took a picture, and now somebody wants it up.
We're going
to have to sell it again.
Going to sell it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's easy because naturally, those are the kind of things I do. So
she sees money out of everything. Literally, when we're going to see clients, when you take Winifred, she sees this bunch of keys, and I'm like, it looks like trash. I said, let's take the picture. You don't know. Somebody that wants to buy a car might want a key holder that looks like this. Let's just...
And then you guys put it on.
Yeah, we just put it on and then we get a
back. So how did you guys meet, though? You guys knew each other from time.
I replied on Instagram.
Please tell us that story. We love stories. Yeah. Bukha, don't you like it?
I was like,
amazing. Bukha, I love stories.
It's so interesting. I just laugh about it all the time. So September last year, I had like a stress attack. I was so stressed. Literally at work. And not family. I have the best support system at home, so it's not family. I remember I told my business advisor, my friend, I called her. I said, you know what? I'm so stressed. I said, is it work? Is it family? I said, no, I think that is this work. So I was at the hospital. They did several tests, and they said that, Tayo, you don't have malaria. I don't have. Just go and sleep. They even gave me like a distressor, some drug that...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So out of the sickness, during the week, Wednesday of that week, I sent... There's this page on Instagram. I don't know if I should.
Go ahead.
It's called Lagos Housewife Help. LHS Help. Yeah. So it's run by the lady, Lagos Housewife. So literally,
maybe
if you have
get
any,
her on this show too.
Yeah, you need to get her on that show. She's really, I like her.
Yeah.
So she helps if you have any, like literally women, if you have any issue. I'm just coming to Lagos for the first time. Where can I find a house? They send it to her via DM, and she just posts it up on her page and find help. So I was out of my frustration. I sent a message to her. I had an assistant then, but we weren't really in sync. She wasn't working at my pace. I'm a hard worker. I can wake up at 4 a.m. and send a message.
Tell me about
it. Yeah, so I sent a message to her. I said, you know what? I need an assistant for a thrift store based in Surulere that blah, 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 that is smart, blah, blah, blah. And she just put it up. So I got several people respond to me. I don't know. Winifred just... So what I do when I'm looking for someone to work with me, I won't even speak to you. I want to see how you write. Do you get? So I want to see how you write. Send me a little bit about yourself. So you know someone that is smart. I'm supposexual. I'm attracted to smart people. So you know a smart person from the way they
write.
And then if they take too long to write, then they got someone to write it. So if you tell them to write it and they write it now,
then you know that the person is coming out naturally.
Mm-hmm. So you talk to them and they send something and then you now talk to them. And she did. So I said, okay, come, let's have a discussion. First time I met her, I just said, you know, then she likes to read. I don't like to read. She likes to read, so that's how we met. That was last year, and it's been good since then.
Great combo. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
This is interesting. We need to talk later. Lagos, we're going to go on a short break, right, Bukola?
Yes, we would. You already have a question here, but we'll take it right after the break. Stay with us. Business Half Hour here on Classic FM 97.3.
About trying, don't give up. Try again, Aaliyah, with that one still on Business Half Hour here on Classic FM 97.3. And we're talking with Tayo Liko Agbaji, Declutter NG.
Without an E.
Without an E, okay. Yeah. That's quite an interesting one. All right.
Let's go. All right. Tayo and Winifred, welcome back. It's been a very exciting shows so far. Always great having ladies on the show, by the way. I mean, like, I'm biased like that, so please, if you like Vex. Anyway, well, I said we're going to talk about business model, yes. Right? So, because I'm sure people are listening, like, you mean you guys are not the only one who do these things? You mean there's money in this kind of business? Yes. So how does it work? So how does the partnership work? Because I'm thinking there used to be one site like that. Was it Deal Day or one of those ones?
Well, where you can just put a
OLX. So what's the difference? And I mean, so what's the business model?
Well, OLX is no more.
Yeah.
Okay. So how it works? You have stuff. You reach out to us, or you reach out to us. That okay. So there's an aspect of our business we call relocation list. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of those. That's where the money is actually. Mm. People, we all know that the large population of young elites are living.
They are living. No. Oh, so all these kind of people are your customers.
Oh my God!
Sell everything. They are cashing out.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So everything, gas cooker, pots, we sell.
Wow.
Yeah. So they come to us with it. So for example, let me use a relocation, someone relocating, for example. He comes to us, he has a list. I have TV, I have this. So we say that we would like to see pictures. We have an option. You have an option of sending very good pictures to us. If you can't do that stress, if you can't go through that stress, we can come to you at a fee. Mm-hmm. We'll come to you, take the pictures. We talk through the items and all that. So when we have the pictures and you have the list, we simply talk prices. So when we started the business, we were so excited that we thought we were the only ones, on to the point where we realized that our prices weren't competitive. So we started to discuss prices with the customers, because we have been in business for a couple of months now. Mm-hmm. So we know how much a 32-inch TV will go for. Even if you just bought it yesterday and you're living today, we'll advise you. So sometimes we actually run from people that are stubborn and will not agree, because listing those items is a waste of my manpower.
Yes.
Nobody will ask for it. Nobody will bid for it. So we're lucky that most of our customers actually agree. They say, "Well, you guys have been in business. You know this is so painful, though, tired. But I just let me. Just go ahead.
Just get me the money."
Yeah. So we list the items, and we start to advertise. We use everything. Like if I'm in the airport, I'm traveling somewhere in Nigeria, I have my cards in my. I tell anybody and everybody, even the cleaner, because I know there's something for everyone on our page. I tell everyone, we do adverts on Facebook, we do adverts on other people's pages, we pay for adverts so that people can know us, and we rely a lot on referral. That's why we try to tidy up every dealings we have with everybody, as much as it's not always easy, because some people are difficult. And then at the end of the day, when we get a buyer for your item, we arrange. Okay, so we have partnership with logistics companies, because sometimes we realize that most people relocating or living or selling these things are on the island or Lekki, and then the people that are buying are in Ajagbadi. So when you say that you are, the item is in Agugi and then someone is in Yanopaja, they can't buy it. How will I carry it? Logistics will even be more. If I'm buying a mattress for 10K, how much will I transport? So we have partnership with logistics companies.
For real?
Where weekends, we do a lot of big logistics at the weekends, so we can
bulk.
So at the end of the day, you're not spending a lot. It makes sense. You're spending
very good economics of skill.
Yeah. So we pick up, and then we pick up, we'll send you an invoice, you pay for it. So when you pay, you have to pay first, because there's no payment on delivery. So all you have to make your decision with pictures and videos and a lot of talking. Thankfully, we've been able to get people to trust us enough to buy things from us even without seeing it. It's been a lot of work. Then when you pay for it, we arrange for logistics. If you're around the corner, you can pick up. Is there an option? Or you can pick up from our transit point. We have one in on the mainland, Oregon. So we wait for a couple of days. So we have payment days for our
payment
for our,
or pickup days.
No, we have payment days for our sellers.
Okay.
Because we allow for a couple of days for the person to use the item or set up
the return.
If it's an air condition, use it, put the gas, let's see that it's working perfect. Even though we could have done a quality control at the point of pickup, but we just want you to be satisfied. In the case where you are not, we refund your money. We do refund money. If you are, we would, on the payment day, we will simply transfer the money to the buyer, to the seller, net our commission. I'm not going to say what our commission is.
No, you don't have to.
Okay. Net our commission so as simple as you are just matching old owner to new owner. We're in the middle and we're being paid for being the middleman.
Interesting. I think there's one book I'm going to get for you. I haven't read that book.
Okay.
It's somebody, a professor who did a very good study about matching buyers and sellers. Oh, interesting okay. stuff. Yeah. I mean, you're saying this thing, and I'm just, my mind is just going around. And I'm thinking, how many are you guys now in terms of your staff?
Okay, so it's for me, for now, I'm part-time because mm-hmm. I have a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But I'm the founder. Then mm-hmm. Winifred is full-time. Then we have 3 contract staff that work okay. with us. Because we, one other thing that we do, we organize yard sales.
Okay.
Yard
okay.
sales because...
This yard sales are actually getting very popular
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. We should talk about that actually mm-hmm. if we have some time. Yeah, because you remember that I said that we started the business from the idea of a car boot sale.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't successful, but I remember that my daughter was my staff on that day. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Mommy, let us go home. I said, no, in business, you don't give up. You keep trying until, and that's what I did because yeah. after I participated in that, I didn't make a lot. Mm-hmm. I started to organize myself. And as we speak, we've organized 4 car boot sales and 1 yard sale. We mm-hmm. had 1 on Boxing Day. And pictures are on our page. I shouldn't say a lot. I shouldn't say much. Yeah.
So just go to that page.
Yeah. It's been growing over the years. So when we do have yard sales, we can't do it by ourselves. So we engage our contract staff. The first one that I did it myself. Then I was sick for 1 week from packing and talking to people. I was literally talking to people from 7 a.m. to 8 because I have to convince them to buy and all that. But now I said, you know what? Before I come and kill myself, let me share
someone
this
to help.
So yeah, we have contract staff, 3 of them that join us when they have to. But for now, it's just myself and Winifred.
I mean, between you and Winnie, because the way I see you guys, this is likely going to be a massively scalable business. It's a yeah. business that you can actually scale because yeah. I'm thinking that maybe most of your customers are probably still in Lagos and there are other states that you need to conquer. So what's like your vision for this?
Yes,
I mean, is this something you think is going to get bigger or is it just going to be one small side hustle?
Yes, it's going to be bigger. Yes, right now we have customers not only in Lagos, but okay. mostly in Lagos. Yes, you're right. The largest population in Lagos, but we even have people from America and in the US, US and the UK that send things to us to sell.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yes. I have friends. You know, I have friends. They said this thing that you're even shouting about. I have someone coming. I'll send you a box of stuff. Yeah, they send us. Because these things are just there. They say, oh, give the money to charity, you know.
Mm.
You know, help me. They call me. Yeah, so we have people that send things. We have people from out of Lagos. We have customers also in Abuja. We always put it on the page that this item is in Port Harcourt. This item is in Abuja. So, we also have partnered with the logistics companies that go nationwide that give us very, very small cost of logistics from those places.
Yeah.
So some people actually sending... If you really like it, we brought in things from Port Harcourt to Lagos. Yeah, Abuja to Lagos. If you really want it, you should be able to pay for it. And yeah, we have.
So you guys can actually scale this business then?
Yes, we can.
At this stage.
Yeah. So the plan is...
Are you looking to get investors in at some point? Or you just want to bootstrap, keep on doing it your own way?
The way it is, because eventually we need to... We have plans. I don't know. We shouldn't say all our plans because we have
competition.
Keep your cards
close to your chest. I keep it to mind.
You know, we like to just get these things out sometimes.
Yeah, we plan to scale, actually.
Okay.
Because I see it really, really big. Because there's a need for it. Yeah, the recession has opened the eyes of...
Yeah, like people should... I mean, there are a lot of ways to monetize everything you have. Yeah.
Talking about,
you know, scaling... you've done 2 years now, about,
yes,
2 years.
About 2 years.
So 2 years in Nigeria is a lot of time to do business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most businesses fail in the first 6 months. Yeah. So in the last 2 years, what would you say has been your, you know, success point, like your aha moments, and then also talk about your downsides, like the challenges, like that time you just wanted to cry. Maybe you want to start from the crying side.
Okay, let me start from the crying. The crying was, what was giving me headache initially was logistics, really. Before we got people that could actually help, every time, you know, it's so nice to close a sale, but then you now think of how to move it because these people are like 2 parts of Nigeria, you know. Well, we've been able to manage that because people have started taking us serious. Even the logistics companies have started taking us serious
because that's a good business for them.
Yeah, because when you come to them and say, I promise you so amount of moves every month, so give me a good price. So initially, when you're promising without actually showing them what you've done, it's just a promise. Who really cares about point? Yeah, but right now they're believing us, so they're allowing that, they're giving us good packages. So logistics was really crazy for me. I think we're getting there, and this year will be better. For the successes, I think our success is really in the relocation list. I was saying to someone that when I did my financials for 2018, we realized that we helped over 30 families turn their clutter to cash while relocating. One particular customer of mine, I will never forget, is in the States now with his family. it came with us with about 150 lines of items. And in my mind, I was like, in fact, I advised him that don't give it to only us, share it. And the guy said, you know, I've been told about you. I feel like you have integrity. I will stick with you.
Hmm.
He will call me for a status report. So he sold everything. We made almost $42,000 from the guy's clutter.
Wait, too.
I'm not kidding.
Dollars, not naira.
Yeah, because he was taking it. I gave him at the end and he was going. We made for, yeah.
Did I just?
Yeah, we made it. Converted.
I need my coffee.
Yeah. And please, nobody should calculate my commission. Anyway, we made $42,000 from his transaction.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow, and Lagos.
It
like,
was really, really hectic. And
I'm suddenly feeling hot. Like,
yeah. Well, Ty, you're making so much money, and Kate wants to make money as well. So she says, I need idea on baby wears online, fairly used. How do I get in it? I want you to help me out.
Okay.
Don't worry, Tyra's going to give you. Yeah, Tyra will give you. You're going to give Lagos your contact later. But last question, my final question will go to Winnie. Winnie, so, you know, running this, because I'm looking at you, you look really driven and actually love what you do.
She's got energy.
Yeah. So, like, what's the relationship like with your boss, and where do you want to take this to? Tell Lagos what you want to do with this business.
It's very easy to work with her. We kind of think on the same wavelength. So, when she's at work, she has to sign off on things that maybe person is very problematic. So, sorry, I shouldn't have used that word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, difficult.
I need her to back me up. Because sometimes she can just come online in the middle of the day and then start talking to the person. But I can handle a lot. And she backs me up. So I say, this is why, this is what. No, I'm saying no to this. No, I can't do this. No, I can't move that 500 naira. It's not so difficult.
You guys are in sync. You have a good way.
Which is very, very, very important.
I can say what I know she will say. So I think we just clicked.
And this is like 3-4 months only.
I know, it's amazing. Oh, sometimes when I see captions online.
I thought you were going to say she was your niece or cousin or relative.
When I see things that she posts online, I'm looking at it. Did I post this?
So we just sing. So it's so easy.
I think it's just.
All right, Lagos, if you've been listening to this show, we've got Tayo from Declutter.
Declutter without the E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. NG. So tell Lagos, I mean, people are listening and people listen to the show quite a lot, by the way. So how would you want them to get to you, like get across? Because I'm already thinking, because you know, I told you guys I just decluttered on Jen like that. I'm like, why didn't I just come across?
You should have just waited.
I'm telling you.
You know,
because for a lot of us, it's like we just don't want loot in the house. So, you know, like tell Lagos, how can they get to you?
Okay, you can reach out. We're on all the socials. Instagram as Declutter, DCLUTTERNG. So it's Declutter without the E, and Declutter NG. So you can reach us on Instagram. We're very active on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And then all the other details are on those pages.
All right, great, Lagos. So that's it. We've had Tayo Lekwagbaje on the show, founder of Declutter NG. Incredible show today. I love inspiring shows like this, and it's good that, you know, I'm ending it with $43,000 in my head
when it's not a regular business. So Kate, I hope you got the contact for Tayo there, so I hope you'll be the next one coming on Business Half Hour to
and
share,
come and tell us your story and how you got inspiration from this show. All right, remember, if you want to listen to this show, visit niametrics.com/podcast and you get a version of this show tomorrow.
Thank you. We're done. Enjoy the rest of your day.